Today on Gardening in a Minute, ground covers. Ground covers can add interesting contrasts in texture and color to your landscape. They're attractive in beds or open areas and can reduce the maintenance your landscape requires. There are ground covers for shady areas, sunny spots, and everything in between. They're great for those hard-to-maintain places in your landscape, like small spaces that the mower can't get into or steep slopes. Some ground covers should be used alone, while others, like perennial peanut, can be incorporated into turf and even mowed. Some of the most adaptable ground covers are native Florida plants, like the beach sunflower, some ferns, and the railroad vine. Other attractive ground covers include English ivy and Asiatic jasmine. Make sure you choose the right ground cover for your area and landscape. For more information about ground covers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, 4-H. 4-H is a nationwide program that gives kids the tools to become self-sufficient, creative leaders. The 4-H's stand for head, heart, hands, and health. Clubs are the basic foundation of 4-H, but there are many other facets, like camps, school enrichment programs, and after-school groups. A 4-H club provides positive learning opportunities for young people. Clubs contain at least 5 kids and can be composed of youth from all over an area. Clubs can work on a wide variety of projects, depending on their interests, like livestock, gardening, photography, and many others. 4-H projects help develop life skills like communication, responsibility, and decision-making. And 4-H is a great way for kids to get together and have fun. For more information about 4-H, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a turf grass. Whether you're planning to install a new lawn or renovate the one you have, it's important to choose the right turf grass. First, think about how you plan to use your lawn. Do you want a durable grass that will withstand wear and tear? If so, zoysia grass might be a good choice. Also, consider how much time and effort you're willing to invest in maintaining your lawn. For example, St. Augustine grass is popular because of its lush green look, but requires more irrigation than other grasses, like Bahia. Equally important are the site conditions. How much sun does your lawn receive? What's your soil like? Are there other environmental factors to consider? Choose and plant the right kind of grass for a lawn you can enjoy and be proud of. For more information on selecting turf, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, propagating plants with cuttings. It's simple enough to buy plants from your local garden center, but if you learn a few tricks about cutting propagation, then you can create plants for next to nothing. A new plant created from cuttings will be an exact duplicate of its parent plant. Use a clean sharp knife or pruning shears and cut a 4 to 6 inch stem from the plant you like. Newer growth often roots easiest. Remove the lower leaves of the cutting and insert the bottom into good potting media. To enhance rooting and improve your success, dip the cutting into a rooting hormone prior to planting. Place the cuttings in a cool, shady location where they'll receive indirect sunlight and keep the medium moist. You'll be able to share the results with your friends and neighbors. For more information on propagation, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fabulous ferns. Color is one way to add interest to your landscape, but don't forget about foliage. Ferns provide graceful textures thanks to their fronds. The native sword fern works great as a ground cover, spreading easily and requiring little maintenance. For a truly impressive statement in the landscape, try planting a tree fern. These primitive plants are suited to Central and South Florida and can grow to between 15 and 30 feet tall. Another favorite is the staghorn fern, so-called because of its distinctive antler-shaped fronds. It works well in hanging baskets or nestled in the trunk of a tree. Ferns typically do best in shady, moist settings that are protected from freezes, so make sure that you have the right spot picked out before you plant them. For more information about ferns, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.